Coming up on podcast 1715, Tesla adds more Starlink Wi-Fi to their superchargers. Stick around and I'll tell you more. Also on the show today, we'll talk about the Citroën eC4X, EVgo, renewing their chargers, and what Jay Leno thinks of the Rivian R1S, that's the SUV. He's been driving it. So those stories and a lot more are coming up on today's podcast. So good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Sunday, 15th of January. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. We'll start with a little bit of fallout in the car industry, and that's the head of Polestar throwing it a little bit of shade towards the head of Toyota. Because he says, you are far behind, my friend, and we don't like your anti-EV strategy. Frederica Claren, executive responsible for Polestar Sustainability, has a clear look at what the future should bring. And she was talking with the media, according to Inside EVs, about Polestar and their role in it. And also how she has strong opinions about other companies that aren't, in her opinion, doing the same and what they should be doing, and she singled out Toyota. We must stop burning fossil fuels, she says. Toyota believes that its hybrids are proving more successful at reducing emissions, likely because they're a bit more efficient than a pure gas-powered car, and the automaker does sell a lot of them. However, no matter how you present the facts, there's no denying that those loads of hybrid vehicles across the globe spew harmful tailpipe emissions. Don't people know there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid? She didn't say that, I added that bit. She went on to emphasise that there are only 7 years before global warming hits 1.5 degrees, and she singled out Toyota, saying its hybrid vehicle technology is just not far enough. And she said, I quote, to me, you still put gasoline in the car, so you don't focus on the technology at all. If you keep focusing and having that in your business plan, you are not going to level up in the way you need to do in terms of new technology. End quote. So that's, you can't argue with that. Now, you know I have a bit of a hate-hate relationship with Toyota, the way that they diss EVs, they spend a fortune on running anti-EV commercials. They say they wouldn't, but of course, they have these adverts with sad-looking plugs and people standing in the middle of the desert, I don't know, just like holding a charging lead as hybrid cars speed past them. All of that is designed to get people to think, oh, EVs are crap and hybrids are better. The whole self-charging thing is obviously, I think, a sleight of hand to make people think that they're buying some sort of electric car when you've got to put it won't move. It physically will not move unless you put petrol in it, and therefore, this isn't like plug-in hybrids and not my favourite things in the world, but I get why people drive them, because if they charge them at home, 30, 40, 50 miles of range as technology improves, it's a safety blanket. I get it. Like my dad's first EV was a BMW Rex. He never ever put petrol in it, but it was a safety blanket before he got his first full EV. And so I understand that, but Polestar seeing things the same way as I do. That's okay. I like Polestar. I'm in good company, right? If nobody else was on my side, I'd still stick to my guns on that. I think Toyota are doing some really, really terrible things and need to be called out, and Polestar calling them out, and that's a good thing. Now, moving on. According to Autoblog, Porsche and Google are in talks over Google Apps access. Now, Porsche don't, as you know, with Polestar and Volvo, Polestar uses the full Google experience, the full Android experience, not just Android Auto as an operating system. But Porsche don't, but they are considering now integrating Google into its car cockpit. A source close to the company said yesterday, marking a shift in strategy to the newly listed car maker, it would enable Porsche customers access to the Google applications like Google Maps, which I use all the time. I've tried to flick over to Apple Maps, and you know what? It's just not happening for me. I'm so just used to Google Maps. The arrival destination time, I think, is pretty good because loads of people use it. Used to use Waze a bit as well, but I just use Google Maps now, and it almost to the second can pinpoint when I'm going to get there. Google Assistant, etc., etc., even without using an Android phone. Porsche, on their part, have been reluctant to use Google software because Google want all of the data to be shared. That's Google's business. They want data. They can sell ads based on data. Car makers like GM, Renault, Nissan, Ford, using Google's full technology in their vehicles now, with, like I say, not Android Auto, but what's called Google Automotive Services, GAS. So there you go. Next time you show someone your Polestar, you can say, I've got gas. I'm sorry to hear that. No, it's the operating system. Let's move on and talk Citroën EC4X. You didn't know you wanted one of these, but the Citroën EC4, great car, has a bit more added to it now, and an extra letter. The X, they say, is a straightforward proposition. The E, because it's electric. The C4, because it's the Citroën C4. The X, because it's more. It's rakish, and it's a fastback style, a bit like the Audi e-tron has a sportback version. This, I would say, is very similar. It's the fastback style with a saloon boot. Longer, though. It's not just the same car with a bit cut off. It's actually longer. It's a good almost 12 inches, 30 centimetres longer than the C4. Same wheelbase, though, 2.67 metres on that. So everything is hanging out the back end, so to speak. Awful choice of phrase, really. But yeah, so all of the extra stuff is hanging out the rear. And it's the longest car ever made on that platform. Stellantis' CMP architecture writes autocar.co.uk. They say in Europe, there's only one powertrain option. 50 kilowatt hour battery pack, 222 miles of range, 100 kilowatt DC fast charging peak speed, and 134 brake horsepower front wheel drive. EC4X goes on sale from £32,000 and it peaks at £35,500 on sale in the spring. I love the look of this, by the way. This looks great. And I didn't know I wanted this until I saw it. And the EC4 is a fantastic little car. And the EC4X, yeah, it just looks more practical for those that want this kind of. And it's just, I think it looks pretty good in silhouette as well from the side. So Citroën's progressive hydraulic cushions, the suspension they use, the smooths out bumps in the roads, does a really good job as well. So this should be on a shopping list if you're in this market, in that market, for that kind of car. Perhaps the technology is just getting a little bit long in the tooth, because the new Jeep that's coming, the new Jeep Avenger, is using an updated version of what's in the Stellantis locker, whereas Stellantis have that's the gear, right? 50 kilowatt hour pack, 100 kilowatt DC fast charging, 100 kilowatt motor, and the new stuff is a little bump. It's a bump on all of them. It's not night and day. And hopefully they'll start to roll it out, because that set of specs has been around quite a long time now. That might not be enough for you. Let's move on. PowerCo, which is Volkswagen's plans for a battery cell factory. PowerCo have got the land they need in Spain to enter their next phase. The group's battery division signed papers and is investing €63 million to buy 130 hectares near Valencia. PowerCo CEO Frank Bloom, announcing the deal on his LinkedIn page. I saw this. They're going to make 40 gigawatt hours of cells every year there in Spain. PowerCo begins construction now, this quarter, and the cell production is 2026. It's going to be the second gigafactory in the VW network, next to the one in Germany. And when they talked about this a couple of years ago, they talked about 6 gigafactories across Europe to make all the cells that we need. They weren't clear which ones are going to be 100% solely owned and which ones were JV, joint ventures. The one in Skellefteå, I think I say, is a Northvolt partnership. That's the one in Sweden. I believe the one in Germany, Salzgitter, and also the one in Valencia is wholly owned by Volkswagen Group. So some are partnerships, some are their own. The Pamplona plant will build a very small VW as well, the VW ID2X. That's a crossover, and there's going to be a version for Skoda as well called the L-Roc, and I think that's all confirmed now, by the way. So a small crossover. And if they can make these batteries nice and efficient, lightweight, have enough range inside those cars to, you know, offset the fact that it's going to be a smaller battery pack, it's a smaller vehicle. I think, you know, the T-Cross or the Skoda Kamiq, then they'll go all electric. Pop a link to that source story, Electrive, in the show notes so you can read more. Now, EVgo, the US charging network, today announcing EVgo Renew, which is their maintenance program designed to ensure the charging stations in the network, what they say, is meeting the quality and technology standards they set themselves. Just having working chargers at all the networks that do what they should It seems like the baseline these days. Through the program, they will replace, upgrade, and retire hundreds of stations over the coming year, with the goals of enhancing charger availability and increasing confidence in EV drivers. Now, EVgo Renew program has six pillars, they say: prevention, diagnostics, response, analysis, resilience, and customer service. The effort, they say, includes ramping up in-person preventative health checks of chargers, monitoring the systems better and recovery tools, replacing old equipment, retiring problematic chargers if they can't make them work, and their existing charger maintenance efforts, including 24/7 monitoring, they say, of their charging stations will have more preventative health checks. Well, whatever you got to do, EVgo. I mean, it's your business. So whether you got to send somebody out in a little van and drive around America and give it a wipe down, check the screen, replace any common parts that can carry some spares in the back of the wagon, and then change them up if they are trained electrical engineers, and just main, if you got to do that, or if you can do it all remotely, then, you know, bonanza days, but get it done. And, you know, this is essential. It's an essential service, not an optional thing. This is like having fresh running water and heating and lighting in your home. If you're traveling alone at night and you're a single person, single woman, maybe with a, you know, baby on board, and you turn up to a charger and it don't work, that is an emergency, my friend. And the bosses of these companies should be hauled in front of federal courts if they cannot make their chargers work. It is that serious. Find, put away, imprisonment, if they have the license to build charges, there's going to be some federal money over the next few years. If any of these charging networks can't get it right, they should pay the price and just walk away with the cash, the government money that's going to be doled out over the next few years. This is deadly serious stuff. They've got to get the charging fixed. And it looks like EVgo are giving it a really good bash. I'll pop a link to that press release on the EVgo website if you'd like to read more. Right, you stick around and we'll talk Second Life Energy Storage and a Tesla owner checking out Starlink at Superchargers. Stick around, those stories are on the way. Rightio, then. Jay Leno loves the Rivian. He's had it for a week, and then the boss of the company, founder 13 years ago, RJ Scaringe, turned up to do a little telly program with Jay Leno. And rather than talk about the trucks too much, it was more of a conversation, actually, about where cars, automotive, are going, and RJ, the head of Rivian, was saying that there's so much work to do, that the company are starting from scratch, launching a car business, but at the same time really heavily deep into the world of supply chains, and we're going to need more batteries, and we're going to need more systems and semiconductors. And so not only focusing on themselves and the job they've got to do, but being part of the industry and saying we've got to do it for everybody's benefit. We need to build more factories and more batteries, and that's as much part of their job as just building the trucks as well. Jay Leno loved the vehicle, loved the instant torque, loved not having to fill it with gas, and Jay Leno loves electric, loves all sorts. And so it's nice to see someone very neutral on the subject. He had the R1S there in his shop as well. The dual motor layouts is coming in 2023 at Rivian. It was planned for 2024. Customers who wanted a motor for each wheel, the quad version with the big battery, max pack, I think they called it, don't they, at Rivian, got to wait. They won't be able to have it anytime soon. You can either choose the two motor version with the big pack, or pay more for the quad motor with the standard energy unit. But the quad motor max pack, I don't know if that's a delay or actually a total deletion from the configurator. We'll have to wait and see. Now, moving on to Second Life Energy Storage firms. They are anticipating an EV battery boom. The next time somebody in the pub says to you, or your crazy uncle on Facebook says, "Oh, yes, but what about all the used batteries all going into landfill? Millions of them. Oh, it's an ecological disaster." You can point out, if you want to, that the boom in EVs will see hundreds of gigawatt hours of used EV batteries coming onto the used market, and they will all be given a second life. They are far too valuable to go anywhere near the skip. The shortage of lithium-ion battery cells continues to hamper energy, stationary energy storage systems, or stationary ESS. And yeah, we can buy new batteries for that, but often the draw on them is low. Your car might need 150 kilowatts from a battery, but your coffee maker wants about two. And so if they're no longer fit for purpose in a high-performance car, they can certainly sit on your garage wall for the next 10 years. And the value proposition of repurposing old EV batteries into stationary energy storage systems is so clear. A few have got their eye on that prize. Moment Energy have a pipeline of 20 megawatt hours of projects, Battery Loop as well, so they could deploy 100 megawatt hours if they could only get their hands on these second life batteries. Evion have raised 10 million euros and secured access to 40 megawatt hours of battery modules in the pipeline down the line, but these batteries aren't coming quick enough. They're all lasting so much longer in vehicles than people thought they were going to. There are some really old Leafs and Nissans and early Teslas still bonking around the roads, and they're doing absolutely fine. Okay, some of them are suffering a little bit, but there really isn't that supply, that feed into the second life machine at the minute. It's just not happening. Now, headline story, and Tesla are rolling out more Starlink internet to their Tesla supercharger stations, and one guy online tried out the internet service offered at a Tesla supercharging station in California at the Hawthorne Supercharger. He captioned a pair of photographs on his Twitter account featuring a Starlink antenna, and the supercharger station is next to a Target, and he said that Starlink has great speeds. He did an online speed test and was getting a download of about 135 megabits per second. Now, SpaceX currently operates 3,300, I think, the Starlink satellites in low Earth orbit. And it makes sense for them, Tesla, to put them into their supercharger station. So if you're in a place where your car needs to connect to the internet, they can do it through a Starlink connection, maybe even may save some money on the data fees, I don't know, on the SIM cards inside the cars. The company has been beaming internet to vehicles in motion as well. RVs and airplanes and trains and cruise ships, and goodness me, the cruise ships need better internet. I have a bit of a guilt about the fact that we love cruising, because they are the most disgusting, dirty things. Because whether you are at sea or in port, when they, hopefully more of these places have big, juicy, chunky plug-in connections, it's just the stink, the smell, you can see it coming out the funnels, and you're like, man, I'm not sure I should be on this holiday. Like, we love it. We love it. It's nice to see the world. We have a little one. It works for us, but it's a very dirty way to do a holiday. But anyway, but cruise ships are terrible internet. If Starlink can fix that, then again, that is a great day. Huawei are next in the news, and the AITO. That's a vehicle that Huawei make, and in China, they just slashed their prices following Tesla's price reductions down by $4,500 equivalent. The AITO M5 is a kind of five-seater sedan, rear-wheel drive, costs about, I think it's something like $20,000 US equivalent. So that's a big, big price drop that they've just done, and the four-wheel drive version of that also getting the same price reduction. And so that, again, would be up against maybe a Model Y for a lot less money. And these Chinese competitors are reacting to Tesla's recent price drops. Now, next in the news, over half of Lincoln dealers have opted into Ford's EV program. Ford, you may remember, gave their dealers an ultimatum. So, you know, you're in or you're out. Or it was kind of a bit like you're in, you're half in, or you're out. And so there were some different tiers the dealers could sign up for. That was the same for Lincoln as well. About half of them, over half of Lincoln dealers have opted into the Ford EV program. And it's not cheap, because Ford want to build a national network of chargers at Ford locations and Lincoln locations. You haven't got to go in and ask to use it. It'll be publicly accessible 24/7. But the dealers are going to have to pay for that. And in return, Ford, Lincoln, will give them all of the EVs that they can sell. And if you opt out of the program, you go to the back of the queue. And so people want to buy an EV. And a lot of rural dealerships are saying, we're not selling EVs yet. But I think there is a point mid-decade when Ford say that they'll give them another, they'll open the window again and say, right, who wants in? But for a small dealership, you know, $1 million on DC fast chargers for anyone to use is just a big investment that many can't make at the moment. But 356 Lincoln dealerships have opted in. And I'll tell you why I give the example of the rural ones, because just over half of Lincoln dealers have opted into the EV program to build chargers, et cetera, to train their staff. But that accounts for 90% of car sales. And so they're the ones selling all the volume. So it's the small ones that it's just a lot of money. to invest in DC fast chargers, 7 level 2 chargers as well as part of that 900 grand investment. And fascinating little list put together by Car and Driver, which was every new electric vehicle for sale in the US, and I've gone through the list and I think it's complete. If I've missed any, let me know. But they ordered them in efficiency from worst to first. First on the list, GMC Hummer EV, 47 MPGe. It's a tank. Then the two Rivians. Now, I thought the Rivians were more efficient than this, but either way. Then the Audi e-tron Sportback and e-tron. Yeah, the e-trons are thirsty girls, aren't they? They charge quick, though. Then the two Taycons, the Cross Turismo and Sport Turismo, the Audi e-tron GT, similar car, and the Porsche Taycan, similar car. Jaguar I-Pace, Mercedes EQS SUV, Volvo XC40, BMW iX, and the C40 from Volvo, the BMW i7, then the Lyric, then the Mazda MX30, shudder, then the Audi Q4 e-tron Sportback, then the Genesis GV60, the G80 electric from Genesis, Mustang Mach E Model X Q4 e-tron from Audi, the Mercedes-Benz EQS, that gets to 100 MPGe. And then we start to get into the really, really efficient cars in the second half of this list. Nissan Ariya, Subaru Solterra, Polestar 2, VW ID4, BMW i4, and the Mini Cooper SE. Nissan Leaf, 111 MPGe, pretty much the same as the Kia Niro and the Hyundai Ioniq 5 and the Bolt EUV. Then it's the Kia EV6 and the Toyota BZ4X and the Chevrolet Bolt EV. Now, we're getting to the big boys now. Hyundai Kona Electric, 120 MPGe. I know I own one, along with the mighty, mighty MG. I've got to sell that MG. We are very car rich and very cash poor. So I've got to sell an EV. But we've got a Kona, and my goodness me, it's witchcraft. It's just brilliant. It just keeps going forever and ever. Then, the Teslas, S-Wine 3, and top of the shop is the Lucid Air as the most efficient cars. An interesting listing, I mean, in reverse order. And that's your podcast for today, you know. Right, question of the week taking a break, but it will return. Thanks to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Island YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, Octopus Electric Universe, Global Public Charging. They make it dead simple with one app and one map. I use it all the time, and my favorite is just south of Thetford at the moment, when I've been going back to see some family for various reasons, and it's a 5-hour journey for me, which I've been doing a couple of times a week lately. And yes, I've been stopping at the MFG stations. They use it's not the Tritium chargers or the ABBs. Alpatronics. Oh, they use the Alpatronics. Mwah. I'm doing chef's kiss. Mwah. Just the best. There is one at the end of the M11 or A11, and it's brilliant. And I touch my Octopus card, and it all just works. Millbrook Cottages.co.uk. 5-star luxury cottages in Devon, and lease plan electric moments, providing all the tools and guidance EV drivers need. Have a good one tomorrow, and remember, there is no such thing. This is a self-charging hybrid. Listen to Polestar.